This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. California is suspending almost $4 billion in funding for public construction projects because, well, there's no money for them. State legislators have been in gridlock for months over a projected $40 billion deficit. Reporter Rachel Dornhelm visited the Northern California city of Livermore to see how the decision to pull the plug on building will affect local communities.
Two construction workers are finishing a new sidewalk at Livermore High School.
Looks pretty good, guys.
I'm getting a tour of the latest addition to the campus.
Okay, this is our new science facility, providing an additional quad for the students.
My guide is Floyd Wilson, facilities director for the school district. He's upset that the state board in charge of managing public funds is suspending $12 million his district was promised and already spent.
And to finish off the project and pay off all of our bills, we're expecting the money back from the state.
Not anytime soon. Wilson says now facing a deficit, students could feel a squeeze on programs. And then there are the builders.
The way it's worked out is all of our contractors, with the exception of one, are all Livermore-based contractors. And so that has a big ripple effect in our community.
My next stop in Livermore is more like a drive-by. Along a major eastbound freeway, I-580, there are cones and work signs. The end result will be a carpool lane for one of the state's most congested roadways. But work here could grind to a stop after yesterday's vote. Rhea Cowie is with the Alameda County Congestion Management Agency. He says they plan to finish this phase by next fall. But now, it seems,
that deadline or that milestone will not be achieved and may be delayed.
He says suspending the work may add $5 million to the overall cost. Where does that money come from?
We don't have it.
These are just two examples of projects thrown into limbo in one city. Some of the biggest ticket projects now on hold include a $420 million tunnel near San Francisco and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of school projects in Southern California. If the work does not move ahead, the state treasurer's office estimates it would cost private companies $12.5 billion and 200,000 jobs over the next year and a half.
This is not a regional or a local problem. This is a problem that we're seeing across the state.
Jennifer Whiting is with the League of California Cities. She says she's been hearing from local governments, worried about how to pay contracts they signed based on money they thought was coming.
It creates local jobs. It helps the local economy. They're very important, and the state really needs to figure out a way to keep the projects going forward.
In the meantime, all the work will be on hold for at least a month until the board meets again. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.